ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sanders Theatre. Thank you very much for your welcome to me. In case you don't know, I am not Archie Epps, I am Peter Gomes. And often I am called upon to preside at rather solemn assemblies, usually funerals, memorial services, grim occasions like that, when we have reason to be sad, reason to mourn. Now, there may be some who think that this is such an occasion tonight. I want to assure you that there is no mourning here, no sadness in Sanders Theatre tonight. We live in a world where we do not remember unpleasant, sad, and unhappy things. We are an upbeat, optimistic, forward-looking people. Tonight, tomorrow, that is where the great adventure is. Yesterday is history. This afternoon is ancient history. It does not do to dwell upon the sad, pathological, paranoid past. There are people who need such things. We are not among them. We must look forward. Now, my little sermon ends on this important text: winning isn't everything. It would be nice once in a while, but it isn't everything. And we should not be obsessed by mere physical gratification by hired bodies playing proxy for us. Surely if we followed the advice and the example of our sister institution to the South, the inhabitants of that faux Gothic city, we would... We would note the correlation that as the entrance scores to Harvard College seem to rise every year, particularly the last 3 years, each year higher than the year before, our prowess on the field seems to have remained the same. Maybe we, following their example, should choose the bottom half of our class as carefully as we choose the top half. But I digress. That was an uncharitable remark, a sentiment unworthy of the Plummer Professor of Christian Morals. And so we must move on. But I did hear on my way up to Cambridge this afternoon, as I was not present for these festival rites, I did hear that there was some sense in the national, maybe even international media, that this game was something to be looked at as predictive of the events that are taking place more or less in Florida. I have no idea. I am not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, nor a soothsayer, nor even a pundit. But I wasn't quite sure on whom the money would be placed and what the exact correlation would be. The good news I have heard is that neither George Bush nor Al Gore are yet president of the United States. And one of the worst and most foul rumors that I heard is that whoever loses that contest is likely to be our next president. And I certainly will stick as many pins in as many effigies as I can to prevent that from happening. But we should move on to more important matters here, and we should remind ourselves, because I suspect most of us have forgotten it, that our honored guests this evening, this weekend, in fact, are on the verge of celebrating their great anniversary, 300 years of Yale. We should congratulate them on having lasted so long and done so well, considering, and so on and so forth. We remember here in 1701 and the last declining days of Increased Mather's presidency that a group of very unhappy graduates who felt that Harvard then, as some feel now, was going to hell in a handbasket, that it would only be saved if they elected Cotton Mather, that great witchcraft dancer, as president of Harvard. Unfortunately, Cotton couldn't cut the mustard, to mix several metaphors all at once. And those who were in favor of a more orthodox, a more vigorous, a more strident institution went south. And they've been going south ever since. And they have ended up, for the time being, in New Haven. And you recognize New Haven. That is those Gothic towers amidst the ruins. That is New Haven. They will give you guided tours, as at Pompeii and other ancient sites of former civilizations. And it's worthwhile to take a trip there on the very fast train on your way to New York. Sit on the right-hand side, and you'll see it as it goes by. But 300 years, no matter where it is a long time, and Yale hasn't always been in New Haven, to their credit, but there they've been for most of the last 300 years. But 300 years is a great occasion. They are our oldest child, our closest sibling, our warmest friends and colleagues, and we welcome them here this weekend, but particularly in the form of their songsters, gentlemen songsters, who are with us tonight. Since 1909, this remarkable group of Yale men has filled the concert halls of the world with great songs, not to mention the tables down at Maury's, the place where Louis dwells, whoever Louis is. I've been to Maury's, and I don't know why Louis stays there, but there he does. Nevertheless, these remarkable songsters have come to open our concert tonight. Having sung before such worthies as Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, President Clinton, what an odd collection, William F. Buckley, and Senator Joseph Lieberman. What an interesting company they keep, and how honored we are that they have chosen to keep company with us tonight. I am very pleased that before I came up, I took some instruction downstairs from our own singers as to just how I should speak of this group. I was fully prepared to welcome to the stage of Sanders Theater the Poofs, but I'm told that that's not quite what they're called. They're the Whiffs. And so, bringing a little looks to add to our veritas, I am happy to give the stage over to the Yale Whiff and Poofs for the first half of this evening's concert. The Whiffs, wherever they are.
Hello, Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're the Whiff and Poofs, and we'd like to thank everyone for such a kind, we'd like to thank you all for this kind introduction that we've received. We're a little baffled by some of it, but I believe it's all fairly true. How about that game today, huh? Wow! That was some game! I mean, you know, battling back and forth, Yale, Harvard, and then, what happened at the end? 34-24, is that, does that sound right? That was a pretty good game. And I guess that's been, 3 years now. So we're really, really excited to be singing for you guys. We think this is going to be a great show, and we'd like to thank the Crocodillos for having us.